Hey everybody, welcome to your Friday, August 22nd Jumpcast, the only manga podcast to not be leaked weeks early. Joining me this week are Robin Van Gilder and Mike Lemieux.
Hello.
Hello.
Greg's not here this week after an ice bucket challenge got horribly wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a real shame.
I'm pretty sure it actually gave him ALS.
Didn't even know that could happen.
That's how it happened to Lou Gehrig.
Yeah.
That Gatorade thing that they do at the end of baseball games? Totally gave him ALS.
That's why they don't do it anymore.
Yeah.
Only in, like, chemical warfare, but it's banned by the Geneva Convention.
I just picture, like, a bunch of soldiers just dumping Gatorade on the back of an insurgent.
Just, like, behind.
Gatorade bombs.
But I'm then, because you got Gatorade drones. Dumped on you, everyone has to, like, bro hug and, like, high five.
Slap butts.
Oh, you got me. Up top.
So I'm back.
Yay, and I don't have to record this.
Hooray. You did a good job the last 2 weeks. I was surprised. I also liked the dance remix of Don't Lose Your Way.
Yeah, yes, that's pretty good.
I found that somewhere. I didn't actually
make it.
No. I was going to steal more music, and then I started feeling bad about it. Being like, oh, these are like, people put work into these. I just don't want to. That was Japanese, though.
It's fine.
They'll never find out.
Yeah, it's fine.
The Japanese will never listen to a manga podcast.
No.
I laughed really hard, because I had missed my train originally, so I was in the airport listening to that Jumpcast. And I laughed really hard at police be excited.
We did a lot more Square Enix jokes beforehand.
Yeah. I mean, that's actually a crazy thing. Like, I had not heard about that until the Jumpcast. So I was like, is this real? Or are you guys making things up?
I've actually gone and read some of that manga.
Is any good?
It's actually kind of interesting, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Despite being, like, legally tenuous.
I mean, yeah. They just, like, use screenshots, so yeah. It's
yeah, totally and then crazy. they smooth filter them and then run them through, like, the toner stuff.
I wonder if that's just a laziness thing, or it's like, oh, this is more accurate and thus better sort of thing.
I wonder if, like, the artist thought that they had cleared it, too. Like, he's like, oh, so I can just use screenshots? Oh, yeah, that's cool.
I like to think that it's the other way of screen is going, like, hey, you got permission for Jurassic Park, right? And the guy's just like, sure, I got permission for, yeah.
Yeah,
I tweeted the official account. They're aware of me. It's fine.
No one will notice.
I would like to say thanks to Jack and Sean who filled in.
Yeah.
Down several people.
Good guess. It's good to have Jumpcast alternates for the future.
Yeah.
For when raise our army.
For when Robin dies.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
So you know what's a thing? People still apparently read physical manga.
Really?
Yes.
Bullshit.
So, not only did I see people, like, actually reading manga on public transit, I went to a bookstore that's, like, biggest bookstore in Portland or something, and there's this huge manga shelf, and people just kept brushing past to go through and, like, look at things, and like, oh, I've read this, and this manga's really good. And, like, am I in 2002?
Wow. Huh. I had no idea.
And they still publish manga, too, because there's recent series that aren't Naruto and One Piece there.
Yeah, no, I've gone to bookstores and looked at the manga labyrinth that's like always.
Yeah, they always have a huge shelf for it.
I always
remember when those were like the best sellers for a while?
Yeah, like they were the front of the store.
Yeah.
It
was like new releases, the new Stephen King and Naruto Volume 2.
Yeah.
It's almost kind of crazy to see like the two shelves or whatever that Naruto or One Piece take up on one of those.
I always like to check in at like, what's One Piece up to? Like Volume 75? Awesome.
Yeah.
That's only 200 or so chapters behind.
Yeah. They'll get there someday. Oh, Fishman Island. Yeah, you guys are really enjoying that, huh?
Yeah. Sure, those are just flying off the shelves.
I wonder, was it scanlations that made like physical manga just pointless? Or just nobody cared anymore?
I feel like what happened to me happened to a lot of people. Is I ended up with like 12 Naruto volumes on my shelf. And it was just like, I looked at it and went like, is this going to end? Is this just...
Yeah,
what has become of my life?
One Piece. I bought like the first 10 or so volumes and I still just have them there, but I, you know, started reading ahead online and I was like, man, I don't have enough room to get all of this and it would cost like hundreds of dollars, so...
Yeah, if I owned every One Piece volume, I don't even know what I would do with it. Where would it go? Books
yeah,
are
I don't
heavy.
Know.
Yeah. Like, the same thing happened with manga that happened with books in general for me. It's like, I don't have enough space for all of these things, so I can't keep buying them.
You know what makes it easier to move and do stuff? Not owning anything.
Yeah, that's true. The digital future is great for moving.
Like, the last time I moved, I put, like, all my books in a suitcase and just, like, rolled them along.
Wow.
And that was already, like, that was, well, you know, I gave up books a long time ago, like, physical reading books, and just bought, like, a tablet. Which is, it makes way more sense in the future.
Yeah, it's the future.
But, yeah.
Get with the times.
So, speaking of getting with the times, Bleach. So Hitsuga, I think it's a chance to say this, but it is incredibly not ballsy for him to have not actually killed Hitsugaya.
Yeah, you missed two chapters, so let's talk about that. That it was just
Hitsugaya is totally a living zombie.
Yeah, that's a thing, right?
I guess, but that's him just saying, okay, I don't want to kill Hitsugaya, but I want this fight.
I enjoy how him not being dead gives her more control.
Yeah, I don't...
Like, him still being conscious in there somewhere gives her more...
That's not zombie, that's sense. Possession, or influence, or something. There's other words for that.
And why did it turn his skin brown?
He tanned
really well.
But they were dead, so, whatever.
Maybe it's not that it turned his skin brown, he just next to Kurotsuchi, and he got tan.
Yeah. I guess that could be it.
But it just, like... It was such a ballsy move to say, here's the most popular character in this manga, and they're fucking dead.
Well, and they're double dead, because he was already a ghost. But yeah.
Yeah. And now it's like, okay, now he can be saved, because it's fine. It's the Marvel Comics of manga. It's like, they may be dead, who knows?
Oh god, Captain America got shot? Yeah, whatever, see you in 6 months.
It was a time bullet that actually just froze him back in time.
Yeah.
Well, that was a reason, right? That was the excuse.
Wait, what?
Yeah, that's actually what it was. That's what happened.
What?
It was
Captain
a time
America
bolt.
Got shot. It was made of some special metal that sent him back in time instead of.
Was it
actually the exact same thing happened to Batman a few years later?
What?
Yeah.
Batman got shot with a time bullet.
Uh-huh. Time traveling bullet. In that case,
let's just be happy we're reading manga that has nothing that stupid.
Oh yeah,
well,
no,
I mean,
yeah,
no.
Manga.
I mean, Bleach is totally nothing that bad. I mean, so, time travel in Bleach?
So let's talk about Bleach.
So Kurotsuchi wants to test some drugs on Hitsugaya.
Yeah.
And basically gives him, like, the creepy doctor speech.
Yeah, and then he shoots spider webs at him, and it totally doesn't work.
I didn't parse that, but I guess, yeah, that is just him...
totally is spidey slinging at him.
Web swing.
And then, Hitsugaya attacks him, but Kurotsuchi has a sword that auto-parries.
Yeah, he equipped an auto parry.
He is using Street Fighter Cross Tekken gems, basically.
Yeah, basically.
They don't really justify it beyond saying, like, I don't know, I shoved something in here that just makes me a better fighter than you.
I did some science to my sword, and now I am better than you.
It's like magic science. Kurotsuchi is just a warlock, but they keep couching him as a scientist.
Yeah, basically. I mean, it's ghost science. So
ghost science, yes.
Basically the same thing.
So now Kurtz is basically taunting him the entire time, like, I bet you think that you're going to want to just use other moves other than the sword now, but maybe I'm making you think that.
And, like, he explodes his leg?
With a bankai.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait. Yeah.
Then he cuts Kurtzuchi in half.
Yeah. So let's talk about Bleach.
So time bullets?
Yeah, so Kurotsuchi wants to test some drugs on Hitsugaya, right?
Yeah, he wants to test some drugs on him, but then what happens? I can't remember.
Spiderwebs.
No. They clash swords, and then Hitsugaya uses the Bankai and freezes Kurotsuchi and kills him.
Yep, stabs him right through the heart.
And he says he expected nothing less from Hitsugaya.
So speaking of Hitsugaya, let's talk about Bleach.
Yeah, let's talk about Bleach. So,
Hitsugaya wants to, Kurotsuchi wants to test some drugs with Hitsugaya.
And Hitsugaya is, like, really freaked out by this for some reason, just out of
nowhere.
Yeah,
he's, like, totally freaking out, because Kurotsuchi is a creepy guy, I guess. I guess that's the reason.
And then he starts talking, asking what's happening. And Kurotsuchi says that his brain has finally realized something.
That he's been, like, time-drugged.
Yes, time. He's been drugged with stuff that messes with his perception of time.
So basically, this is the Itachi Kabuto thing.
Where he's reliving the same moment over and over again, but the trigger is that he kills Kurotsuchi.
Way dumber.
Yeah.
It's way dumber. Because it doesn't make any sense. Because, like, okay, so Kurotsuchi, the drug makes Hitsugaya see the past differently.
So it fucks up his hippocampus. So he thinks time's moving forward. So what is actually happening?
What happens, is he cutting the air? Is he hallucinating too?
Or is he just, like, imagining, okay, this is what I'm going to do. It's going to kill Kurotsuchi. Oh god, wait, brain snap.
Okay, I think what Rob and I are asking is, what is Kurotsuchi seeing? Is Hitsugaya just standing there?
Like the Itachi Kabuto thing.
But also not, because he's giving him new information?
Right, yeah. He's like saying, oh, you've done this a few times now.
So, yeah, he's counting it down, so clearly he's counting something down. So,
the only way this makes sense, and I use that term very loosely, is if he gave him an actual, like, time travel drug that is actually sending him back in time.
That's what I think must be happening.
That's the only thing that makes sense. And that's kind of funny, because this is, like, almost exactly the same thing as what happened in part 4 of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Oh, really?
Yeah, with the final villain. Except it was a little different, because in that one, there was this thing where, like, if his secret gets revealed, his secret identity, then he goes back in time to the beginning of the day. That was his stand power. And so
I like that better than this.
Manipulate him around that.
I like that way better than this.
And yeah, that was great.
So
this really reminded me of that a lot.
So Kurosuji says after 10 go-throughs, you start to get messed up from the drug. Which, okay. And
I don't know.
Your ghost brain that's currently been zombified.
Yeah.
Loses its access to balance.
So then the chapter ends with Kurosuchi going, so when did I give you the drug?
And the obvious answer, because we're all not idiots, was years ago.
Yes. Obviously, Kurosuchi, I guess, poisoned every single person in Soul Society.
I will say this, that's the answer if this is going to be a decent bit of writing.
That's the answer if this is clever and if this is good,
salted the earth so that, like, nobody can ever rise up against him and he's just free to do whatever he wants.
Yeah, because he probably figures, like, if he's fighting anyone from Soul Society, then they've been, like, turned evil or something.
Yeah, or that, you know, he can't win anyway.
Which then begs the question of why he didn't, like, fight Gin or Aizen or anything.
That is what we call a plot hole.
But, you know, it might not be that. So
maybe it'll be like after Gin and Tosen and Aizen turned, he realized he might have to fight Soul Society people, and that's
isn't it super convenient that the zombie girl, instead of sending any of the other people she had against Kurotsuchi, she sends someone from Soul Society to fight him?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, she did send those other people, but he beat them because he had the Arrancar.
I'm just saying, like, if it matched up differently somehow, like, if this were Bosby instead, he'd be fucked.
Oh, yeah, he would totally be fucked then.
So, the way this gets made up for me and isn't totally stupid is if next chapter we get several, like, one-page short stories about other times that Soul Society people have snapped and killed Kurotsuchi and it's reset. Like, have the, like, dog guy just, like, crush his head. And then, like, time restarts that day.
Like the Venture Brothers thing, where, like, they go through all the clones.
Yeah, and it'll just be, like, every time
someone has, like, tried to kill him.
He only did it 3 times until I talked my way out of that bar fight.
So I think what would be funnier is just, like, a page or two of panels of just Kurotsuchi, like, drugging everyone surreptitiously. And then, like, him just coming out from behind Urahara, pranking him, and then sliding back down.
Or Kurotsuchi just giving, like, a giant banquet for everyone in Soul Society and no one finding it suspicious at all.
Everyone enjoying their drugs.
I mean food, yes. Completely innocent food.
Completely innocent drugs. I'm going to leave now.
Anyway.
So he killing blows hits a guy at the end. I don't know.
He didn't killing blow him.
Yeah, he's going to try and save him, and he's going to succeed, and then Hitsugaya is probably going to kill the zombie girl.
I mean,
because he can freeze the blood. So.
Yeah, Hitsugaya went like Bankai twice, so I don't really see this fight escalating between them much more.
No.
Like, as far as ways for
him and Zombie Girl, though.
Yeah.
As far as ways to resolve the fight, this is not the least clever thing ever, but the way they went about it is the dumbest. Okay, also, can we talk about how Hitsugaya is like a fully self-aware zombie?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty dumb.
Like, I understand Bambina was also talking, but...
But she was, like, crazy talking, like, oh, I want it, blah.
She was evil anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. But, like, Hitsugaya is, like, saying things and thinking about things completely independently. So it's just like he got turned evil.
Yeah, all he did is he just switched his allegiances and then became Tan.
I don't know. We were fine with that with Naruto.
Were we?
Where, like, the zombies were just like, hey, you should probably attack my legs because I'm about to, like, smash you in the face right now.
Yeah, but that was, like, better explained.
I guess, it didn't turn them, like, even when Kabuto took full control, like, Zabuza was still like, come on, Kakashi, you have to kill me. Kind of thing.
Yeah.
Plus, it had that cool moment where the Sand Kage, it was like, you guys need to improve, so I'm not going to give you hints anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was great.
What was his name? Moo?
Was that it?
Was it?
I don't remember. That was forever ago. I think that was more than a year ago at this point.
Well, definitely more than a year.
I just played the game, so.
Oh, yeah.
I got all those guys fresh in my head.
Okay. So, are we done with Bleach?
What do you mean? Are we done talking about it this week, or...?
I mean, yeah. We're done for now.
And we'll see where this goes. It might end up being interesting.
It could still be good.
Just when I was reading this at first, I thought something had messed up.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I remember talking to you, I was like, okay, the scanlators messed up, or the manga aggregate site messed up, they repeated pages. I was like, wait a second, fuck, what?
Yeah, it was actually done pretty well, because he did, like, the same panels and stuff, so...
But at the same time, I feel like that was just Kubotite being lazy.
But I guess there is something to be said that it actually did fool you. Like, yeah. if that was the intended effect of, like, the reader going, wait, what's going on?
But then it was super dumb.
Yeah, it didn't make any sense.
It is the Bravely Default of manga.
God damn it.
Okay. All right. That game went from number one on my Game of the Year list to, like, number 80 so fast.
Yeah, same here. It's just, oh, God.
All right.
I think it takes a turn. Hey, Naruto.
Okay, Naruto. Naruto. Right.
So,
okay.
I want to point out how amazing it is that Obito just walked out of Ninja Heaven.
Ninja Heaven.
he just left.
He's like, peace, I got shit to do.
Can you imagine if, like, real heaven works like that? Of just like, shit, you know, I really got to go give this guy my...
God, I have unfinished business.
Yeah, so I'm just going to take the escalator. The elevator's out of service right now. You know, Ninja Heaven, am I right?
But he came back from Ninja Heaven, then gave Kakashi 2 Sharingan somehow.
Yeah.
Because you can do, like, I guess you just take them on your way out?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Kakashi gave Sasuke his Sharingan by just touching him on the forehead, so... They're magic eyes. They can do whatever. It's fine.
Yeah, I still love to imagine that was... Kubotite handing an envelope to his editor and the editor leaving, and then the assistant going like, hey, we gave Kakashi the eyes, right? And then and then Kishimoto just going like, fuck, god damn it.
So Kakashi now with 2 Sharingan is basically stronger than Sasuke.
Yeah, basically
because why not,
because it's Kakashi.
So let's go over the list of everyone who's powered up incredibly in this fight.
Everyone except Sakura?
Yes.
Except Sakura.
Who has lost a vest and a sleeve.
Oh, that
vest has done more to help thus far.
The vest is going to come back from Ninja Heaven.
Just walk out.
Give her something that was in her pocket that she needs to win.
God,
your shoulders look really cold, so...
I hope at the end, like, everyone looks up to the stars and remembers who they lost. Kakashi sees Obito, Naruto sees Jiraiya, Sasuke sees Itachi, Sakura sees her vest.
No one sees Neji.
no one sees Neji. He was a jerk.
Who?
Exactly. So, Kakashi basically creates a Susanoo-like giant bird demon, or Tengu demon?
Yeah, that's what his is on it. Susanoo's are like stands.
Yeah. They look that's why his has like a scar over one eye, because it's his, you know.
Also, I like how Kakashi with the Sharingan still has a scar.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, that was there before.
You can't heal scars. You can heal.
But he healed an eye.
Yes. Yeah. That's simple. You can just do that on the field. Like, you don't even need any medical tools. No problem.
Also, why can't Naruto heal scars?
Look, there's limits.
And Naruto wouldn't do anything to get rid of something that looks cool.
So my understanding of last week is that for some reason Naruto let out all 10 tailed beasts.
He woke up the chakra of the 10-tailed beasts within Kaguya. So she turned into a big monster thing.
Okay, she did that. I thought he did it and like hilariously backfired.
Well, remember, she absorbed Madara, who was the 10-tails, which is all of them. So she was like kind of... They're all inside her, too. And by getting attacked by Naruto, it just caused him to like bubble up and go out of control.
So it's like Weeblos.
Okay.
You know the Russian nesting dolls? Like just more inside.
Otterishkas or whatever they're
called. Yeah. So Sakura seems rightly confused at why Kakashi has 2 Sharingan.
Yes. I mean, from the outside, it looked like he just sort of opened his eyes suddenly and had 2 Sharingan all of a sudden. So
like that wouldn't be the first time that's happened in the
I mean, yeah.
So
you know, if I were handling that differently, I would have handled it like, remember when Kakashi first revealed he had the Sharingan and everyone was like, oh my god, really? That's crazy. I would have done it exactly like that.
Just, like, open your eyes suddenly?
Yeah, like when he removed a headband and, like, because they had to go all out against Zabuza.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Should have just, like, his entire headband should have, like, fallen over both of his eyes and he readjusted.
No, that would have been stupid.
Well, okay, what does he do? Like, left then right? Like, wiggle it?
He opens both of his eyes.
No, but there was like a specific like thing to it, like him just stepping forward and like all of you kids get back. And then, you know, revealing his Sharingan. I don't know. That would have been a cooler thing and a cooler callback. But they decided not to go with that.
They've had enough callbacks.
Eh.
So they're going to fight the big Akira monster that's tentacling everything.
Yeah.
And then for some reason, Kaguya just makes it into a big ball of chakra. She basically freezes the dimension.
Yeah, she's totally going to freeze it. She's going to make a new dimension and I guess destroy everything here with this big, what do they call it, Gudodama?
Yeah.
So she tells Naruto he has 5 minutes before the planet explodes.
Right.
And then Piccolo has to run away.
And then 17 episodes later... So Naruto notices that her balls are the same as his balls.
Except bigger.
Yeah, she's got bigger
her
balls.
Her balls are bigger. Bigger. Yeah. Way bigger.
Bigger and blacker.
So Naruto decides to, like, super Kage Bushin. And everyone just, you know, sort of stands back like, yay, go Naruto, do your thing. So as he, like, struggles to, like, say, oh yeah, I'm going to fight you, Sasuke's like, no, we'll do it together.
Friendship and teamwork.
Best friends.
Friendship and teamwork and whatnot.
They just have rainbows following them as they fly away and sparkles.
And then he makes like one of his Genkidama into like a disc for Sasuke to fly on.
Yeah, I didn't notice that before.
I guess he
hilarious.
Did. So Sasuke.
Yeah, he totally did.
Silver Surfer now.
Look at that! He's just standing on that little disc. That's great.
Which is especially weird because he can teleport.
Yeah, but
presumably
he can't fly.
Can't he?
I guess not. I mean, he could if he wanted to, because who cares at this point? He doesn't have wings anymore.
I know.
He doesn't have the curse seal, which is too bad.
So they start attacking, and Kaguya starts counterattacking. Kakashi, like, faces through an attack. It's like, man, this thing is super cool. So basically, everyone but Sakura in this scene is talking about how great their new powers are.
Yeah. And so, she's just,
So he gets up there and he Raikiris the hell out of Kaguya.
Kamui Raikiris her. Which
yeah,
is
his
like
thing
better.
Is combining things
his
with Kamui.
Teleport. Yeah.
Which is his dimension thing. Which apparently he can just use all that he wants now.
Yeah. Because
he also got
he
chakra
his two
from Obito.
Yeah. Why not? Why not?
So,
yeah, why not?
Sasuke and Naruto move in as Kaguya is falling from the attack. Meanwhile... Like,
they're trying to figure out what to do. Like, what can we do? Can we send him to another dimension? No, that guy has the flame, so what do we can't send him to ice. So she opens a portal in front of
Zetsu.
Or in front of Sasuke.
Yeah. And Zetsu.
Yeah. And then Sasuke is revealed to be a Naruto clone.
Yeah.
So well, Naruto gets his wish of being Sasuke.
So she shoots Naruto, who turns out to be a clone. And then the portal in front of Sasuke, who is Naruto, another spike comes out of it. Like a second attack from Zetsu.
Yeah.
And Kakashi Kamui's it away.
Oh, is that what's happening?
Yes. It's very confusing.
Yeah, that's
there are
a lot
two,
of
there are two attacks. And then one of the Narutos is actually Sasuke. Or something. Oh, he uses the flash step thing. Okay. I see what's
going
on.
Oh, yeah, Kakashi makes the portal disappear before she can attack him.
And then Sasuke uses his, long-standing and really explained ability to switch places with things.
Right, that thing that he can do.
He's only done this with vests so far, so this is risky.
So
he's going to make it.
They basically both teleport in inches away from Kaguya, about to touch her.
But she's just going to fly away, because she can fly, and there are three dimensions. So.
And for some reason, Sakura is up there, above her.
And she finally does something useful.
Gundam is falling, and she's falling with it.
Okay. So she just punches Kaguya down.
Yeah. Stops her from flying away.
Right, and she can do this because she's also a woman.
Which makes it okay to hit her.
Yeah, totally.
And Kakashi thinks that, this is picture perfect. He loves them.
You guys beating up this old lady. This is everything I've ever wanted.
So I really love this last two-page spread.
Yeah,
it's
pretty
nice.
It hit all the fan service.
Mind you that it's especially weird considering how useless Sakura has been.
Yeah, I guess it's nice that she finally got to, help defeat the final villain.
But it feels so incredibly manufactured, we gotta think of something for Sakura so we can have a Team 7 moment.
She stopped Kaguya from moving slightly.
Yeah. It is kind of funny, though, that their whole plan would have been for nothing, because she can just kind of float upwards a little.
So what I would have loved if instead of Sasuke would have noticed Sakura above her and be like, I can change places with Sakura.
And then Sakura just falls to her death.
Yeah.
She's been relegated to vest.
So it seems like Naruto and Sasuke make contact.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's looking that way. So is this it? Are we almost done?
I don't know.
Naruto? They've never really explained, I guess they just kind of assumed they just need to touch her, but they've never really explained.
Well, I thought that Hagoromo told them that they had the power of the seal in their hands, and if they both touched her from opposite sides, that it would seal her again.
Oh, it has to be opposite sides, so it's thematically
I think that's the thing.
Interesting.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It can't be the end, because we still haven't gotten Hagoromo's explanation for the Kages, so there's still more to this.
Maybe
this
their
can't
whole
be the
thing.
Climax.
Well, maybe their whole plan is pulling them out of this dimension, because with Kaguya dead, they're sort of fucked.
Yeah, that's true. So yeah, they might just be putting together a jutsu to get them out or something. Maybe. But I mean, Kakashi is using Kamui's all over the place, so he could just get out.
But Obito needed Kaguya, her signature or whatever, to follow it to the other dimensions. Like he couldn't.
Oh,
just...
Oh yeah, that's true.
He couldn't just go. Except for that time that he totally did just come out on his own, despite all the explanations.
Yeah. They might end up in, some other dimension, on the Grand
Acid
Line
world.
Or something.
World's my favorite world.
I would love if the end is just Kakashi, let's go home. Next page, oh god, acid! There's acid everywhere!
My question is, why did Zetsu have to think about what dimension to send them to? Why not always just acid world?
The acid dimension. Send them to that one. Send them to the dimension that is nothing but acid.
Should I do flowers, cake, puppy world? No, none of those will work.
Damn, they have counters for all of these. Wait, I know.
Well, there's acid world, but I don't want to open up a portal there.
I mean, that's
there's
just
acid
cheap.
There. I still don't super understand why Kaguya is evil.
Because she's evil.
Because she's evil.
She stole the original chakra fruit, so I guess she's an asshole, but...
Well, we don't know what her... Because she's turning everyone into a plant.
Well, she,
yeah, because she needs a new Zetsu army for reasons.
Well, no, she just wants to.
Other moon rabbit demon people, I guess.
No, she. I think she just wants like the world to not exist. Like she just wants to wipe out life and just sit around going cool.
I feel like that's always the laziest villain motivation.
Yeah, like, I mean, Obito and Pain had really good motivations, and that's always been sort of a thing in Naruto.
Pain had really good motivations. He was an awesome bad guy.
I think that's why this feels so, like,
who cares?
Dissociated. Yeah. Like, they build a thematic thing with every villain in Naruto that they have, like, not, I wouldn't say complex, but they have motivations.
Right.
And they're often, like, parallel to Naruto.
His friend at the end.
Yeah. Except, and Kaguya is just like, well, I guess I'm unknowable evil? Like, she's not even, like, intimidatingly unknowable evil. She just, you know,
she's so blasé about fighting them. She's like, I guess I'll kill them.
She's a blank canvas, basically.
So, that just made me realize what's going to happen next chapter is Kaguya is going to be dying, and then Madara is going to crawl out of her mouth and be like, ah, now her power is mine.
No, it has to be Orochimaru.
When the Nine Tails came out of her, I was like, oh god, Madara's totally going to come out too, isn't he?
I mean,
why not?
I want it to be Orochimaru. But that would be too good.
I'm also here.
That'd be great if he was just along for the ride and didn't say anything.
He just takes over.
Just comes in, yoink. Later, dogs.
Yeah.
This was a good chapter. Right.
It was a pretty good chapter.
It was pretty good.
All things considered.
It didn't restart three times, so it's already...
Yeah. Already ahead of Bleach.
Remember when Sasuke had brain problems?
He still has brain problems.
He loves
loving
much.
Too much. So this fight is bad for him.
So does Kakashi have love problems now? He said he loves his team. So is he going to love them too much and become evil?
No, he doesn't have an Uchiha brain. He only has Uchiha eyes.
Not eye problems.
No.
That's always been weird that you can use the bloodline limits even though you're not of the bloodline.
Yeah, I guess anyone could use like a...
Byakugan.
You could just straight up study the Byakugan, because that's why they didn't give Neji's father, or Hinata's father, over to...
Neji's father. Hinata's father? Something.
They didn't give Hinata's father, but they did give Neji's.
Yeah.
Because for some reason his Byakugan was worse?
Well, no, because they can...
Not studyable?
Because they'll burn out when he dies, because of the burning cage seal.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That's what the seal is for. Yeah.
So, that means if they bring Neji back, he's not going to have his eyes anymore.
Yeah, they didn't show that when he died. His eyes bursting into flames and boiling out of their sockets or whatever. But
I feel like that may have been slightly traumatic for people.
Yeah, probably.
His eyes got sent to the acid planet.
So.
All right.
Okay, ass class.
Ass class.
You missed pretty much the entire accidentally making an old man fall down.
Yeah.
No, I saw most of that. I didn't get them fixing it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you were there for the slap, not the fallout from the slap.
Yeah.
Well, the gist of it is they fixed it real good, and then they failed their midterms.
Mm-hmm.
Hooray.
I appreciate the failing the midterms went by so fast.
I think it was thematically a good thing to do, because them just winning left and right was making it kind of boring.
Yeah, the author is super aware of that, it seems like.
Yeah. So now it does seem like they're moving into phase two of the series now.
Yeah,
it really does, especially with this chapter.
And now that they have like character redesigns that are
he's also realizing that he's getting an anime and he needs to start
merchandising
a little bit more.
So I figured you would enjoy Imran that now they have these cloaked these hooded uniforms that are the uniforms of an assassin.
I didn't even think about that.
Who are they protecting their identity from? Kuro-sensei knows who everyone is.
But
well, I guess it's camo, so...
No, it's, do they explain it this chapter that, it's like a helmet, almost.
Yeah.
There's inflatable cushioning in the hood.
So basically, these things are science magic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Science magic.
Yeah.
The best kind of magic.
So while Kuro-sensei is doing things like, say, grilling foie gras, the students are messing with him and fucking up his day.
Yeah, Ryo comes flipping in and just totally smashes his barbecue.
Which is kind of adorable and hilarious.
Well, it's also important that, like, she fell, like, 20 feet onto a barbecue that was on and walked away from it completely unharmed.
So I'm not sure this is, like, a good thing to give students who just didn't learn the lesson about, you know.
Wow, I could fall on 10 old men and never even feel it.
Yeah.
Just gotta silence them before they talk. So they start explaining how, like, tough this armor is. And it reminds me of that incredible scene where they're showing off the new costumes.
Yeah, they're stretching
it. Yeah, it's pretty much that same thing, yeah.
Yeah.
They're superhero uniforms.
There's no Edna mode, though, so it's not as interesting.
Yeah.
Just read Crossima's voice and Edna's.
Darling! Okay.
So, Kurosente is reading Jump Alone.
He bought it from Fuvasan.
It's used.
Yes.
He can't afford his own jump.
Some of the other features of the outfits are that they react to heat and change color.
So right, they will suppress your heat so that, I guess, if they're infrared, you won't be seen.
And you can also use, like, sprays to change the colors and camouflage yourself.
Yeah. Right. So the two sniper kids take aim at Kurosensei, but hit his Hunter x Hunter and Toriko.
I think they did that on purpose, because they shot, like, ink bullets at him.
So yeah.
Yeah.
They're just being, like, assholes for some reason.
Well, they want to show off to Kurosensei.
So then, like, we get really detailed layouts of, like, all the ribbing and stuff in their outfits that protects them.
Yeah, they've got, like, padding around their neck and stuff.
For cosplay enthusiasts, capture this later.
Yes, probably.
Yeah.
So then Kurosensei is sculpting boobs for some
rocket
reason.
Boobs.
They look like F-cups, which he is a known fan of.
Yes.
Indeed.
And so the new feature is they can crash through windows without taking any damage.
Yeah.
And they shoot boobs off the statue.
Yeah.
No, the rockets which I poured my love into.
And Kurosensei's clearly like, oh my god, what's happening today?
He's having a really shitty day.
Yeah.
He is.
they're just ruining his food and his, like, entertainment and his boobs.
And it was because they wanted to show off their new abilities. And he's fine with that, despite them ruining his day. And they're saying, oh, well, you know, we're using this to protect people, not to, you know, fuck around. So everyone learned a lesson.
And tomorrow they'll just go back to normal classes.
Yeah.
And then there's, like, a weird page.
Like the bloodstains on the comic? Or the picture of the classroom?
No, the one after that.
Oh. Because I think the bloodstains is weird.
There's, like, a big heart in the sky with wings on it.
Yeah.
Well, it's overflowing with the bloodlust of love.
And there's, like, some black-haired guy holding a tentacle.
I think it's a lady. That's the woman he was talking to.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
They're talking back to, like, they're referencing his original promise to this lady. The promise that we don't exactly know the details of yet.
Mm-hmm. But she was saying that, like, one day even you will meet someone as such. And he says, I've met many like that. So I'm guessing she wanted him to meet the kids and...
Yeah. Like, learn that there's good in humanity or something? I don't know.
I guess, yeah, that would kind of make sense.
Then Bitch Sensei shows up.
She talks about how she tried to redesign the outfits to be cuter.
I wonder if these are, like, the actual design sketches that he submitted to Jump. And it's just like, okay, which one?
They said two.
I'm sure they said three, but he was like, no, that was a joke one.
That was a test. Fuck you guys. Yeah, so it's like the girls' outfits either look like the boys, look like they do now, or were just bikinis.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically.
And then Bichette starts pouting that Kurosuma did not give her a present. Even Kurosensei gave her one. But Kurosuma forgot.
Yeah, Bug Girl remembers that 4 days ago it was Bitch Sensei's birthday.
And I think that's a really funny panel of her just acting nonchalant while having all these buttons on her that say happy birthday and stuff.
So you know what I love is that Etona never, like, actually participates in anything, and that every time you see him, he's just tinkering with something on his own.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's integrated really well into the classroom.
Yeah, he's a background character, but a background character you recognize. So they realize that her birthday has passed, and she's too proud to tell Kurosuma about it, that her feelings were hurt.
So the students are going to do something to get them together.
So, yeah, they're going to give her a push. Then it cuts to Red Eye.
Yes.
Yeah, that sniper guy.
I was so happy to see him. I liked Red Eye.
Yeah.
Liked being the operative word.
So they're back at that horrible alleyway where bad things happen.
Yes, I think it is. Well, it's probably not the exact same alleyway, but it looks the same.
It's some pan-European alleyway.
Yeah. So he's running from somebody, and then a voice comes from behind him.
Hiding in his shadow.
Yeah.
Which is, like, a really cool panel.
Yeah.
Of the guy just, like, leaned up perfectly with Red Eye's shadow.
So Red Eye tries to talk his way out of it. Like, I'm not Red Eye. I was just running from somebody chasing me. Whatever. I'm just going to go.
And then he pulls a gun on the guy, and the guy just passes right through him almost.
So is that visual flair, or does he actually have weird smoke powers?
I don't know at this point.
I don't know.
I could go either way.
Probably doesn't actually have weird smoke powers, I'm going to say.
The important thing is that Red Eye explodes into blood.
Yes.
Yeah, he's super dead.
Yeah.
So for some reason, this guy, who is clearly the legendary Reaper they talked about a long time ago,
yeah,
is killing hitmen.
So Lovro confirmed dead. Like, that's a bummer.
Yeah.
And now Red Eye's dead. So
he opens his tablet and he sees like the red X's, and the next on the list is a picture of Arena.
Yeah.
Dun dun dun.
Also, I would like to point out that next to Arena is Smog, it looks like, with an X. With an X.
Oh shit, he's dead.
Hat.
Yeah.
He's dead too.
Yeah. I caught that the first time.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
I guess it makes sense to eliminate all your competition.
Yeah, if you're the only assassin.
If you're the world's greatest hitman.
Yeah, Irina is the next target. To the classroom in October.
So I don't think they're going to kill Irina.
No.
No. I don't
think so.
It would be, I don't know,
too
ballsy?
Dark.
It would be too dark, but it would be ballsy if they did.
I think
it's already almost too dark that they've killed those people in this way. So.
Killing Lovro and Red Eye is a little dark. But
well, see, they are dissociated just enough from Kuro-sensei that if you killed them, he wouldn't go crazy and murder you.
I feel bad for Red Eye, because like, the end of his story was, I'm going to quit being an assassin and enjoy life. And then cut to, like, 3 months later.
Yeah, kind of a that's bummer. True.
But, yeah, it does seem to be assassin or hitmen that are associated with Kuro-sensei, or tried to kill him. So I guess anyone that knows about the secret is...
Oh yeah, I wonder
down.
If this guy's working for Shiro or something.
Well,
trying to
know.
Get them to force the government to work with him again, maybe?
I think it's just the ministry is working on their own. Like, they have lots of pots in the fire.
Yeah, it could be. Well, anyway, yeah, so it looks like we're getting into the next big arc here.
Yeah. I think that's a good place to take Assassination Classroom. Just there's a bigger thing than Kuro has to deal with.
Yeah.
I think it's important to like think about that. They have a human assassin coming from them, and they were just giving, like, power-up gear. So we're probably going to see the kids having to take on this guy.
The thing is, I don't know how you do that. Like,
yeah,
without making...
tricky.
Like, even from a storytelling perspective, like, if they lay a hand on any of the students, Kuro-sensei is going to go nuts.
Yeah, and I guess it would be hard for them to, like, repeat the same gimmick they did last time they fought him.
Yeah, with the poisoning or the kidnapping. Or
like, where he turned into, like, that little ball and couldn't do anything, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It'd be interesting. See what happens.
I do. Assassination Classroom tends to, like, they do decent callbacks in, like, longer arcs. Because, God, I forgot the guy's name already. The guy who was part of the poisoning arc.
Smog? Gastro?
No, the main guy.
Oh,
the teacher.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The crazy guy.
Takaoka.
Yes.
Yeah,
like, he was in one arc, and then you thought we were done with him forever. Then he comes back, like, a good 30, 40 chapters later.
Yeah,
yeah, never expected
good.
To see Red Eye again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I guess he was just in that anime special a little while ago.
That's true.
Yeah, this is a smart place to take it.
I kind of hope what happens here is that the Reaper gets, like, it's going to be the thing that we thought was going to happen, I think, in the poisoning arc, where it's like, it's going to seem like the Reaper is going to succeed in killing Kuro-sensei, and the students are going to have to save him, and then, like, tell themselves that it's because they want the reward money or something. Like, justify it that way.
Well,
yeah,
I mean, if his first target is Arena, then, like, that's going to come up first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He might not know that she's with Kuro-sensei? I don't know.
I don't know. The fact that he's killing people who were trying to kill Kuro-sensei makes it seem like he knows about that.
I'm not sure if it is.
I think it's going to be something like he wants to get that job, but they won't give it to him, so he's proving that he's worthy of it by killing all these other people.
You've got no other choice now.
Yeah, because they haven't actually brought up Kuro-sensei with him yet. All we know is that he's just killing hitmen.
Yeah, the first person who brought him up was Lovro, wasn't he? Like, in terms of, like, other hitmen who were dangerous?
I think it was just... Yeah, he brought him up, and there was just, like, a throwaway line about, like, huh, three of our assassins have gone missing.
Yeah, plus that you don't want to run into the Shinigami, because he'll go crazy.
Yeah. Wonder if it'll turn out to be Nagisa's dad or something.
No.
That one, the sad sack from the diner?
Yeah.
Over in Europe, just killing people.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was a great ending to that chapter.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really was.
And I think they're probably going to use this as an opportunity to characterize Armina better. Because she's been kind of not really in... She had that one chapter where she went on a dinner date with Kurosuma.
Yeah, that's kind of really been in the background for a while now. So.
Plus, I mean, again, he knows he's getting an anime, so it makes sense for him to bring forward the busty blonde character.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
true. Get those color pages.
Yep. All right, then. One Piece?
One Piece.
Where the mystery of the town that mysteriously disappeared is still going on.
Yeah. They find the constable's house.
Yeah.
It's like on its side, completely ripped up.
And Sea Kitten is still sad.
The dog constable is investigating, because he is a constable.
I love the exclamation points that have the constable's head at the grids.
The interrobang?
Yes.
That's pretty funny.
All right, so when we left it last, Luffy's group was fighting the toy soldiers that Shoker created.
Yeah. And Rebecca had found Diamante.
Diamante had found Rebecca, rather.
Yeah.
Right. They were about to fight.
So Bartolomeo's trying to keep all the shellfire from hitting everybody.
Yeah, he's blocking all of Gladius' attacks.
Right, these little blobs that he's shooting that blow up for some reason.
And then the second, well, I'm sure it's a devil fruit power.
Oh, yeah.
The second Luffy praises him, he immediately just makes Luffy some stairs up to the fourth level.
Yes. He makes barrier
stairs.
Which uses
up, like, much of his power.
Yeah.
Yeah. Most of his barrier power. He can only make so many barriers.
Yeah.
And apparently he can make them any shape, which is pretty cool.
It's a pretty smart way to handle this, I think, or to use your power.
So Luffy and Law take off, and Kuros runs ahead of them, and Cavendish
being beat by the one-leg guy.
Yeah, well, it's stairs, you know, so at least you're hopping normally.
Yeah.
Cavendish stays behind to fight the toys. So.
My favorite thing about this part is that Bartolomeo can't stand to look at Luffy when he's being praised by him.
He's too embarrassed.
He's just on his knees, kneeling down, tears in his eyes.
So, but like, what's his name? Spike hair guy.
Gladius.
Gladius takes a shot at Luffy, who doesn't have time to dodge them, so Bartolomeo jumps in front of the attacks.
Because he can't make any more force fields.
Yeah. Cavendish notices this and is like, what the hell are you doing?
You're an idiot.
Your whole thing is making barriers.
Yeah. So he agrees to just, you know, protect him and fight beside him until he can start barriering again.
So the dolls go in for a kill on Bartolomeo.
And then Robin shows up.
Well, she's
Robin's
totally
doing things, you guys.
Wrecks them.
Yeah. I love when Robin wrecks shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She doesn't do it often, but when she does it hard.
And then she gives a stirring speech about how Luffy is their winning trump card. So she knows exactly how Bartolomeo feels.
And we see everyone matched up with Qin Zhao fighting the other old guy, Lao Ji, and Baby Five fighting Qin Zhao's son? Isn't that who that is?
Ooh. Yeah. That's Boo or the other guy.
Nephew, I think it was.
Oh, they're sons.
Yeah.
I thought they were sons.
And, like, Frankie and Senior Pink, like...
Breakdance fighting, apparently.
Well, they're doing dives, except Frankie's not actually going into the ground like Pink is.
Yeah. He's just sitting on his hair.
I love that, like, all the dwarves and ladies are just circled around them cheering.
It's great.
The single greatest
fight.
It's going
to be a really good animated fight, I feel like.
I hope it's just like a whole episode.
Anyway, then Robin makes giant hands and just completely destroys all of these puppet things.
Gigante's
She's like really powerful and just never happens. Or like she never really shows it.
Yeah, she's just not interested in fighting.
Yeah.
She just wants to read stuff.
Go find a book. So then it cuts back to Sabo versus Fujitora. And they are just wrecking shit.
Yes, they're destroying the town.
And Fujitora is trying to play the weak blind man card.
Yeah.
Like halfway through a fight, which is hilarious.
And someone's like, I don't... It would be mean of me to pity you.
So then Fujitora turns the gravity sideways.
Yes.
Which is kind of crazy.
And it kind of seems like the Devil Fruit power might not be his, but might just be in his sword. From the way he's using it, but...
It might just be like a totem.
A flourish.
Yeah, something to help him concentrate.
Yeah, that's true.
So is Sabo the one that's saying he's not being serious about this?
I think so, yeah.
He's admonishing him for not fighting seriously?
Yeah,
right, because
fire.
The whole thing, yeah, he's not trying to fight him seriously because he doesn't really want to protect Doflamingo.
Yeah. So then it cuts from there to Rebecca and Diamante.
And she is just running for her life.
Yeah, she doesn't super want to fight Diamante.
Makes
sense.
I imagine, like, given the picture, like, she is running through the flowers and Diamante is just kind of, like, strolling after her in a really creepy way.
So, you know what I love about this, like, thematically, is that this flower field is where Kiros and Rebecca's mother had that first discussion, interaction.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's right. Huh.
Where she is like, don't touch me.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure that won't come up.
Meh. So he's slicing through the flowers and trying to catch Rebecca, who should have dodging hockey and shouldn't be hit by that.
Oh, she's
she's all freaked out because, you know, it is the guy who killed her mom.
It's like it's like Other M when Samus breaks down seeing Ridley.
Yeah. It kind of sucks, but
that was great.
So he's using this to his advantage and just keeps repeating, like, by the way, I killed your mom.
Yeah.
Shot her dead. Super dead.
I used this gun right here that I'm pointing at.
Shot her with this gun, yeah.
I should.
Guns are way better than swords.
I'm not even going to use my sword. I'm going to use my gun because it's more thematically appropriate.
And so Rebecca does all that she can and screams for the soldier.
Right.
And then Kiros runs in and either cuts off Diamante's arm?
Kiros doesn't run in. He hops in.
Yes.
But he slashes the gun arm, basically.
Yeah. I think he just cuts the gun out of his hand or something. I don't know.
And basically, he begins the Diamante Kiros fight.
Yes. Yeah.
And Rebecca pieces something together that I thought that we'd already pieced together.
Yeah. Like, I guess she didn't realize that before for some reason.
I thought she totally realized it because she got her memories back.
Yeah, when they remembered.
But she sees that he only has one leg and suddenly starts remembering the soldier.
Right.
That's weird.
Whatever. So, anyway, then Luffy and Law get there and Law finally gets his handcuffs off.
Yeah.
And is back to full strength really quickly.
Yeah.
He's had a lot of time to rest.
But don't Sea Stone just sap your strength constantly?
Nah, it's fine.
It's fine.
So Kiro says, you guys go ahead. I got my hands full with these guys. Or this guy.
Which, yeah, of course.
So Law and Luffy are heading towards Doflamingo.
One of my favorite jokes from earlier in the chapter is how, Law has accepted his fate of being carried by Luffy. Because he's like, hurry, pick me up, let's go. Like when they need to run off. But now he's back.
Yeah.
He's finally back.
I kind of super want to see this Kiro Diamante fight.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Diamante
has a really cool power.
I can't wait to see the Kiro's fight animated, like just what he's doing. I kind of wonder if they're just going to give him 2 feet and just go like, oh, come on. Like, geez, how are we going to animate this?
He's just going to be hopping all over the place.
He's going to be the anime thing where, like, you just see him from, like, waist high.
Oh, yeah.
As, like, it just, like, bobs up and down a little bit.
Yeah. Uh-huh. This is a cool chapter.
Yeah.
It was pretty great. I feel like he did a much better job of kind of showing us bits and pieces of everything without lingering too long.
Well, because something happened in every, like, place he showed.
Yeah.
Which is the main problem when he does it otherwise, is that, like, he'll either start something and not finish it, or he'll go to somewhere and then nothing interesting will be there.
Yeah, but this time, it felt like the places where things were happening, and we were kind of following Luffy, too, going from place to place, so It was good.
I feel like we're finally seeing people get set up with their final opponents for this arc.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think Robin and Bartolomeo are going anywhere. Like, they're where they are.
No, probably not.
So this basically leaves, like, Doflamingo and Sugar, right? Are the last two in the castle.
I bet Sugar somehow ends up face-to-face with Usopp.
Well, okay, here's my theory. She's going to fight Law, and Law's going to use his surgeon power to put those sausages on everybody's faces. Including her own, so every time she looks in a mirror, she freaks out because she has a big nose. I'm going to be severely disappointed if that doesn't happen.
Law would make a good opponent for her with his powers and everything. That makes a lot of sense.
I just want to see her, like, somebody just, like, make her teleport all the way to where just Usopp is lying down, and she can't move, and Usopp can't move, so she's just stuck staring at him for hours.
Usopp is just standing there, not doing anything, and she just appears and then freaks out.
There's a single panel of, like, Usopp, like, rallying to the Luffy cry earlier, but, like, you can't tell if he's actually doing anything or he's just, like, laying down on his side.
No, I think he's up and about now.
Is he?
Yeah, he was feeling better in the last chapter we saw.
Yeah, he's rested, and they're just dealing with people trying to get them now.
Yeah, he was freaking out because Kanjuro drew crappy ladders for everyone to get up.
Which people are successfully climbing now. That's the panel next to Baby Five.
Yeah. All right.
People are climbing the shitty ladders.
Baby Five deserved more than the manga gave her, I think.
Yeah, it's kind of a shame. I wish we'd seen more of her, because she was really funny when she was first introduced.
She has a cool power and a, you know, fun gimmick.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe she'll get a fight with, or a more in-depth fight with someone later.
She could be this arc's Perona and just stick around well beyond her arc.
Logic.
Yeah.
It'd be funny if she keeps showing up but somehow never running into Sanji. Because...
See, that's what we say about every woman that shows up in One Piece. Like, I wonder what her interaction with Sanji would be.
Yeah, he's... Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. But
Did
Sanji ever meet Rebecca? What was their interaction like? Who knows?
No, he didn't, because Sanji went off on the boat to fight Big Mom.
Find out in my fan fiction.
What their interaction is going to be like.
My fan fiction, One Piece 2, Chapter 70, Rebecca
One
and Sanji.
One Piece Z.
No, One Piece GX, please.
Have some class. Okay.
Okay.
All right, so that's it? We're done?
I guess.
Oh, yeah. There's one other thing I wanted to mention, because Hunter came up earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Because Koro-sensei was trying to read it, which is kind of funny because it's on hiatus again.
What?
And the anime is ending, or ended.
Yeah, the anime is ending because they caught up to the current arc, which is not nearly long enough to be animated yet.
So is Hunter x Hunter just, like, on a break this week, or is it just like, yeah, we don't fucking know when it's coming back?
Yeah, he has, apparently he has back pain.
Oh, well. Okay.
<It's> indefinite.
How old is Togashi? I wonder that.
I don't know. I think he's in his 50s or something, but...
Okay, I could kind of see, like...
He's 48.
Oh, okay.
Is he?
Yeah.
That's super old for a mangaka.
Yeah. But I just thought that was funny. Because it was totally supposed to come back this week, but... Nope.
I wonder, like, what dirt does he have on the Jump Editors?
Well, I mean, he fucking did Yu Yu Hakusho, and he...
Yeah, but Yu Yu Hakusho wasn't, like, it was popular, but it wasn't, like, once in a million years, let me do whatever I want popular.
Well, and Hunter x Hunter is pretty popular, too. I don't know, I think he's just, like, a well-liked guy, it seems like.
He's got that Sailor Moon Skrilla.
Yeah, there's also that. He doesn't really have to work.
Yeah, they don't need him.
No.
Also, we should say that there's a new Beelzebub somehow.
Yeah.
Oh, so. Yeah.
Because they were a month behind anyway, I think?
Maybe.
Maybe. I don't know.
I feel like they scanlated it late, and then we dragged our feet talking about it, so that made two come out. I just want to give people a heads up, since it's irregular.
Yeah.
Immediately start talking about it.
I don't know. Yeah.
Thought. I haven't read it yet. Like, is it good?
Yeah, it's good. It's great.
It's pretty good, yeah.
I laughed pretty hard at the very beginning.
I really like the ending, but yeah.
I need to read the last one, too.
It's just,
which I have yet to do.
It's just a slightly longer Beelzebub chapter that comes out once a month.
Yeah.
All right. Let's call it.
Sure.
This has been your Friday, August 22nd Jumpcast. Guys, thank you for coming.
Thank you.
We'll see you later. Yeah, you should make a list of food you've never had.
Okay, name something. I'll tell you if I've eaten it or not.
Let's see. I don't know. Have you ever had chili?
No.
Really?
What?
Yep. I don't really like chili. Beans.
Chili is delicious.
Meatball sandwich.
Oh.
You are missing out.